This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
The Secrets of Hampton Court Palace.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I'm here visiting Hampton Court. It's a famous palace that's over 500 years old. Heard about Henry VIII? Maybe like me, you're learning about the Tudors at school. Well, this massive palace was his actual home.
This way, please. Stay together now.
I'm in the Tudor kitchens. It's like a rabbit warren of different rooms. King Henry loved entertaining, throwing parties and feasts, and that meant a lot of food. There's over 50 rooms and 3 cellars down here, not counting the bakery and the fish court. That's where they kept food nice and cool. A bit like a fridge. Must have been warm in here, though. I'm next to a huge fireplace where there's a rack of spits. Those are long poles that you roast meat on over a fire. I can just imagine them loaded up with meat sizzling away. I'm getting hungry thinking about it.
Watch your back, young sir.
I've gone back. I'm just in time for a feast by the look of it. It's like a factory. The spits are loaded with beef that's being slowly roasted. And its juices are being caught and traced to make gravy. It smells amazing, but it's so hot.
Not just roasting here. Over there, you've got boiling meat for pies. And down the hall, all the veg and spices are being prepared. I'd rather be there than here turning the spit.
Yeah, looks like hot work.
It's all hot work. Even if you're not preparing or cooking the stuff, then there's sweeping and pot washing.
Bring more poultry. That spit's half empty.
Yes, sir. Come on, follow me to the storerooms. We have to go past the kitchens where they make the pastries and the subtleties. That's them fancy sugary cakes that look so fine on the tables. Sometimes they cover them with real gold, you know. Hang on, just need my wagon.
Hold your back, lads. Don't dally in those stores. Old Greencloth's at large.
Who's Greencloth?
The clerk of Greencloth. He's in charge of making sure there's no pilfering around here. Even stealing just a measly bite of an apple is forbidden.
I suppose with so many people down here and so much stuff... Whoa!
Welcome to the stores.
There's more food here than Tesco. It's floor to ceiling of vegetables and fruit. And look at these rooms full of hanging game and meat for the spit.
Here, help me get these birds. We need to shove them on the wagon.
So what's the occasion?
Feast, innit? We have them on special days like Christmas, Easter, Ascension, the Assumption, all that lot. This is for the Feast of St. John the Baptist. There's going to be roast beef, venison pie, baked carp and wine with prunes, beef with vinegar sauce, stuffed roast boar and creamed almonds. And for the centrepiece, roast peacock redressing its feathers. Oh, and don't forget all them vegetables and fruit.
The king likes his food, I guess. Who wouldn't with that lot on the menu?
Oh, this lot's not for the king. He has his own meals made separate, in case of treachery. It's tasted for him too, just to make sure it's safe from poisoning. I'll take that job over this one any day. We're not allowed to touch anything, and have to wait our turn at the table. And we ain't exactly first in line.
Thirsty work, I imagine.
Not half. Here, have a swig of beer. We all do down here. Helps to oil the cogs, cook says.
No thanks. Kids don't drink beer where I come from.
In the court, right? Yeah, I heard you lot have to behave and keep yourself in good order. Most we have to do is keep our clothes on. It gets so hot, it's much easier without them. But the king put a stop to that. Oh, I hear cook might prepare a cock and trices for the feast. They always impress folk.
Cock and what?
Half a suckling pig stitched to a bird, ain't it? Roasted to perfection.
Stitched to a what? Never mind all the executions you Tudors like. Even the food sounds like something from a horror movie. It must take them ages to get through all that food.
That it does. They'll be eating for 2 hours and then some. Even on a normal day, our work is no picnic. We do 2 meals a day for all at court, with plenty of dishes to choose from. And on busy days, there could be several hundred people to feed. Nothing's wasted, mind. The poor can get the leftovers when we're done.
What about when all the food in the stores runs out?
Yeah, that can't happen. We use up everything that's going round these parts. When it's gone, we all up sticks and move to another palace, don't we?
Now that's posh.
All right, for some, I suppose. Anyway, I better get going before cook tenderises my hide.
back to today. What a hard life it must have been working in the kitchens back then. The food looked amazing though, and they had loads of stuff we eat today, like fruit and exotic spices. There was so much food. They were turning out more food than many a hotel does today. And with no modern technology and gadgets, it's got my stomach rumbling. I'm gonna find the tour. Maybe there's a stop for lunch.
The Secrets of Hampton Court Palace, with support from historic royal palaces. Find out more at funkidslive.com/palace.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.